Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. I'm your host, Dr. Tremaine Clarity. This podcast is focused on all aspects in education that are happening right here in the Roane Area School District. Thank you for listening.
Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup, listeners. I'm Marcy Pfeiffer, here with Dr. Clarity, the VASD superintendent.
How you doing, Marcy?
It's a great day to be a Wildcat, Dr. Clarity, so always, I'm great. Always. Absolutely. Well, like all public school districts in Wisconsin, VASD has a Board of Education, and the board represents, leads, and serves the community. It holds itself accountable by committing to act in the community's best interests and ensuring all board and district action remains consistent with the law and the board's policies. To find out more about what that means in action, we're joined today by Board of Education member Mr. Corby White. Let's learn more.
Absolutely. Again, welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. I'm so proud to be here with the dynamic and phenomenal Mr. Corby White. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you. I'm honored.
It's definitely our honor. And you're introduced definitely as our Board of Education member here in our phenomenal district, but there's so much more to the person. I'm just going to speak, not just because he holds that title of Board of Education, but Mr. White is just a genuinely great person to be around.
Thank you.
His love and passion for education, his love and passion for his community, and his service to others is just astounding. And so we're happy to get to know the person behind the scenes and what drives him to do everything that he does. So again, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, well, it's awesome. So what I like to do always is just go back in history. You can go back as far, not to the cradle, but maybe about halfway up there. And just, you know, what drives you to be the person that you are, that we know you to be, that, yeah, really that dedication to service and making sure that we are grounded in equity and excellence and those high expectations that you have for the Roane Area School District.
Sure. I love the way you phrase that, Dr. Clarity, about going back.
Yeah.
Because what really drives me, everything I do, I strive for equity, whether it be in healthcare, whether it be in education, no matter what the case may be, what scenario, equity is the driving force. I grew up in a city known as Watts.
Excellent.
Watts has a lot of history.
Yeah,
everybody knows us for the riot that took place before I was born.
Well, I know it for Sanford and Son, but
from Sanford and Son.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
The kids that are listening, they may know Kendrick Lamar.
Absolutely.
They not like us.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
yeah.
Watts he's actually from Compton. Watts is right next to Compton.
Got it.
And it's like Fitchburg and Verona.
Okay.
Watts is poverty stricken still to this day, one of the highest unemployment rates in the nation. Growing up, I saw an awful lot of suffering. I saw lost a lot of friends, family members due to gang violence. I saw health equity issues,
correct,
access issues to health care. I watched underfunded school district. The Compton-Watts Unified School District is one of the most underfunded school districts in the nation. And so growing up around that, I always wanted something better for myself and my family. And I also wanted to come back and make something better for the residents of Watts. Watts is located in Los Angeles, for those who don't know.
Yeah.
And just really do something about it. I grew up watching so much suffering. And so that's really what to this day really drives me. When I watch our young scholars and I listen to some of the trials and tribulations that they deal with daily, that drives me to step in and help them to make their lives just a little bit better. One of the things that really happened in my life that was a turning point was attending the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
Excellent.
Yeah. Got a full ride, played a little bit of football there, but most importantly, got my degree in international business relations, African-American studies, and French. And it really just opened my world up.
Yep.
It made me see that the world is not like Watts.
Yeah.
I didn't know that until I left Watts to come to college. From there, what drives me to be on the school board. For those listening, you may know City Councilman Donald Dantzler, Fitchburg City Councilman. Back in 2020, he called me up. He used to be the data analyst for Madison Metro School District.
Correct.
He said, "Brother White, have you seen the statistics of Black and brown students in the Madison Metro School District?" I said, "No, what's going on?" He said the reading and math proficiency are the worst scores I've seen in my life. And I said, oh my God, I wonder what's going on in Verona.
Yeah.
And he said, let me check it out and get back to you. He got back to me and I said, wow, we got to do something.
Correct.
We have got to do something. And you, of course, have been a huge start of that something with the amazing work that you have done and continue to do here. And I wanted to be a part of that.
I appreciate it. I definitely appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, and there's not a day that goes by that if I don't look up, like, Corby White is somewhere doing something in our community. I'm like, yes. I don't even know why he has a house, because he's never in it. He's always on location somewhere, yes. But is always in service to others. Every time he's doing something, it's whether it's healthcare, whether it's making sure, yes, that there's people have access to resources, whether it's school functions.
Yes.
I think I can just see it in there, and you're not just there taking a picture, you're there in service doing something and others. So when you think about that piece of it, what brings you that pride and joy to be able to get out there and do it every single day?
The smiles and appreciation I see on the people I serve's faces.
Absolutely.
If you remember, I remember when you came by the Aldane County free barber,
yep,
affair at the Alliant Energy Center.
Correct.
That's put on by Jeff Patterson, the, correct, owner of JP Hair Design.
Absolutely.
And I don't know if you remember, there was this family of Spanish-speaking descent in front of me, and I was helping them navigate to get their free vaccinations.
Correct.
And when they got done, they came to the table. They didn't know the food and stuff was free.
Yeah.
And when I handed it to them, they were so gracious and happy. And I bring that up because, yeah, it was a moment that you were there, you saw, you, correct, witnessed, and that makes me happier.
Absolutely.
That I just made someone else's life just a little bit easier.
Correct.
And there's so many more examples of that that really drive me to be active in the community. With our scholars, Assistant Principal Harris, Sean Harris, had me meet with a group of our students at the high school, and just working with them to get them involved with some of the mentoring that you, correct, and I are part of.
Absolutely.
Outside of the district just makes me happy, because we just made their lives just a little bit easier.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I'm a jump down and jump off script, because I know this is eating inside of you. And I heard you give a great shout out to the wonderful Jeff Patterson, who was a great friend of mine in college and my teammate at UW Whitewater,
mm-hmm,
but and he's also a Kappa, and I was like, okay, he's gonna give a shout out to a member of the Kappas first, but, so go ahead and say, tell us your pride and joy, Mr. White.
I am a proud member of the Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. And I know they're very proud to have you as a brother as well.
I think they are.
Absolutely. So beyond your work with Omega Psi Phi, you have a litany of activities that are beyond serving on the Board of Education. So, yes, can you just give us a rundown of all those partnerships that you're involved with?
Yes, sir. As you know, being, yeah, a member as well, you and I are both part of the 100 Black Men of Madison.
Correct.
I'm the vice president of the Madison chapter, and we have programming regarding mentorship in all of the school districts in Dane County.
Absolutely.
And you are a huge part of that, and we love and appreciate you for that. Before I left the house, Dr. Rose told me to tell you hello.
Another great gentleman and a great mentor for everybody, Dr. Floyd Rose, everybody.
Oh, yes. As I said before, member of the Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated. Just 2 weeks ago, we had our talent hunt competition.
Absolutely. And who won it, by the way?
Michaela Kirch, student of Verona Area High School.
There we go.
She won it for her amazing work that, I understand, yeah, as you let me know, it's part of our onboarding.
Correct.
Her poem called The Classroom. Correct. We use it for onboarding of staff.
Absolutely. And it led our principal professional development last week.
Oh, wow.
And so that is, it's been in our staff advisory. It's part of our onboarding for new staff. It'll come to, so everyone that enters Verona Area School District as a new staff member in our new hiring season in August,
uh-huh,
sits down, not only watches and listens, but reflects what is, wow, your role and responsibility, and understanding that the classroom is inclusive for everybody.
That is incredible.
And Michaela or MJ, as she she loves to be known by is, you know, that's legacy when you're going to be able to do that. So when she walks across the stage this year, she's going to be carrying that with pride.
Yes, and she wowed us.
Absolutely.
She was the first contestant. Yeah. And we're looking around like, the rest of the acts, you have big shoes to fill, big steps to follow after that performance.
Absolutely.
So, yes, she actually won the competition. Again, like you said, Verona Area High School. I'm also on the Madison College Board. I'm a Board of Trustee member. A big announcement is coming out early next week as we have made a decision on our college president.
Excellent.
So be on the lookout for that Monday.
Absolutely. All right. I ain't going to even mess with you about an early shout out, but because I'm going to respect the process. But I do want to give a shout out to the wonderful work that Dr. Jack Daniels has done.
Yes.
Just his amazing leadership and the transformation of Madison College. And, you know, as the Verona Area School District has very solid partnerships with Madison College with their STEAM program and other credit retention opportunities. But just when you talk about that mindset of inclusivity and ensuring a high level education, high expectations for excellence with scholars and just really good people to work with and support of our students, I really have to give him a shout out for what he's transformed Madison College into.
Can I give a very quick Jack Daniels story?
Absolutely.
So I've been a Board of Trustee member since August of 2024. My first day there, Jack was responsible, Dr. Daniels. I'm sorry, I know him as Jack because he's one of my mentors. I get to Madison College, it's my first day onboarding as a Board of Trustee. He goes, follow me. I said, where are we going? Where are we going? Just follow me. He leads me upstairs in the college to a room that's packed with black and brown male students.
Yes.
And we walk in and you can hear a pin drop. He welcomed everyone to Madison College. It was their advancement program.
Excellent.
But where I want to tie this into Verona, he looks at me and to the entire class, he points and he goes, is anybody from Verona? One student raises his hand. Do you know this guy here? And the student looked at me. He said, yeah, that's Board Member White. And I looked at him. I said, wow, you remember me? Yeah, you came to speak at our Black Student Union.
Correct.
And I said, what did I speak about? He said, perseverance. And I said, look at you. You're here right now.
Absolutely.
First day of college.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great story. And it just shows the impact of both of you and Dr. Daniels continue to have on all of our scholars here.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
So in addition to that, you're the Rotary Club of Downtown Madison, the Dane County Immunization Coalition, the Sherman Feedings Foundation. Board member, like, my goodness, my brother. When I say you're everywhere doing everything, that's really it.
Yes.
So this is in the loop of soup. I should talk about being a school board member a little bit, but
please, yes.
We've been having such a good conversation about, but they're all connected because your service on the board has just been outstanding, and we just love your insight and perspective, and your advocacy there in the space, and for everyone in our community to see you as a leader really, really stands out.
Thank you.
And so as you think about, and I know we frame it almost like the word typical week, but we know there's no typical week in education.
No.
It just doesn't, it never happens. But if you think about your role as a board member, what would you want our listeners to know and understand around that position?
Sure. So my position, I'm the board clerk.
Yeah.
And so what that simply means is I do a lot of signing off on documents, mainly related to the financials of the district. I actually love doing that because I get to see before Chad Wheezy gives his presentation about our financial state. I get to see that. I get to see the before and after about what we're doing and what we're working on. I also am a delegate for the Wisconsin Association of School Boards, and I love representing Verona.
Man, I had a highly appropriately vocal delegate in those spaces. I guarantee you people know the Verona Area School District.
They know the Verona Area School District.
Places.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, and I love it because I get to see DPI resolutions.
Correct.
And I get to voice, like you said, concerns that other districts may not necessarily be thinking about as they reframe or revise or edit or want to edit some of those resolutions. So I really enjoy being a delegate and representing the district in that aspect. A typical week with the board, I love our meetings.
Absolutely.
Dr. Clarity and I meet biweekly to discuss what transpired at the last board meeting, things we should know about, events surrounding education that may impact the district. And that really prepares me and puts me in the mindset for the upcoming board meeting. Always checking my email because we get tons of things going on in our email. And I have to give a shout out to Lori Jensen.
Absolutely.
Without Lori, I don't think I would be able to function as a board member without her. Absolutely. She makes sure I'm on top of the know and what needs to be done gets done from my perspective. And we are a very connected board. I want everyone to know that. We are messaging, talking with each other almost daily. So
legally, for anyone that's trying to try to do legally.
No walking quorum.
We don't have walking quorums in the school district. But you can have a one-on-one conversation. So, you know, when we think about the role of the board, I always picture it as, you know, for every board member, there's probably 500 constituents behind that person that really wanted that you're speaking for in those spaces. So that's why there's importance of those one-on-one meetings that I try to have with most of our board members, whether it's in a leadership update or just sometimes a one-on-one atmosphere, because it gives me the insight of our community that, you know, I would love to be in every place at every time, but sometimes you just need those spaces where someone else is bringing the information to you and that it informs leadership decisions along the way. I also love, and you know, you can probably tell by this conversation, I consider Brother White, you know, he's my boss as a board member, but he's also just a great friend.
And a great
human being. But the board in totality, and it's a high expectation that I have for myself, really holds me accountable to student outcomes.
Absolutely.
That's the role of the board is, you know, fiscal management and how are our students doing and performing. And here in the Vernonia School District, we pride ourselves on, we put all of our overall scores on there, but we also break down our scores by demographic category so we can see how different demographic groups are functioning. Maybe our students with IEPs, maybe our multi-language learners, groups based on racial categories as well, just to ensure that the commitment that we have to service every student with a world-class education, that every student actually receives those services.
Absolutely.
And those are the discussions that this board, as I would compare to others, that really go deep in. And when we talk about accountability, it's not like accountability like gotcha. It's accountability like let's put the resources in the right spot to serve our kids and make good leadership moves. So anything you'd like to add to that piece of the conversation?
Absolutely. And I have to add to it because what you have set up here, what you have done with the Vernonia School District has not only garnered national attention, but global attention. When I spoke at the Rotary at UNESCO conference in Paris last year, and I got to introduce the world to the equity framework that the Vernonia Area School District put together, ambassadors from all over the world were raving about it.
That's such an honor.
The educational ambassador from Ecuador walked over first and she said, "I have chills. You have really addressed the belonging and inclusivity issue for students in your district, and I want to take some of that back to Ecuador." Israel, the same thing.
Absolutely.
Paris, the governor and the president of France walked over and said, "This is phenomenal."
That's such an honor. And knowing that, you know, our goal was to make the Vernonia School District the national model for excellence, grounded in equity. And just knowing that we're trying to get on that global stance. But more importantly to me is that that equity framework, while it was under my leadership as superintendent, is built from our students and our parents and
that's
families.
What makes it so powerful.
Our students own that, you know, that those are their words, those are their expectations. These are that flat out question: how do I want to be treated when I enter the Vernonia School District in any building, in any setting? How do I want to be treated? And that is what our equity framework really is.
Yes, and if memory serves me correctly, our first iteration of it, some students voiced their concerns about it.
Yep.
And so we came back and said, let's have them be part of its creation.
Absolutely.
That's groundbreaking. Sounds so simple, but it's so innovative.
Yep. And it does. Sometimes we make things way too complex. Like, what better way to understand what a student needs than just to ask them? It's not that complex.
Absolutely.
Just have a conversation with them, and they'll tell you. But because students are very honest. And if you ask them the question, they will tell you whether you want to hear it that Absolutely. Way or not. They will tell you the answer.
Definitely.
And as we are service providers to students,
mm-hmm.
Have them be a part of the conversation as well.
Yes.
So, Brother White, I could sit here and I could talk to you forever, and I'm glad we're getting ready to spend some more time together after the show.
Yes.
So we can continue to talk about our work together, and superintendent and board. But any closing thoughts as we bring our show to a close? It's been a fast 20 minutes here on the In the Loop with the
Soup. That was 20 minutes.
Already.
I just have to say, I have to applaud our board, number one.
Absolutely.
We have the most amazing school board, as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely.
Not only in the state, maybe in the nation.
Yeah.
Because I watch other boards operate, and I'm so grateful and thankful for the collaborative effort that we have, and the thought-provoking conversations that we have in closed sessions and open session. I mean, we have a very dynamic board and a great mix of people. So I have to give a shout out to our board first, and then the administration. The collaboration between us and the administration is just excellent.
Excellent.
I hear horror stories all over the country from different districts, and I'm so happy and blessed that we don't operate that way.
Absolutely.
And I'm really impressed by the direction that you have our district in.
Thank you.
And I cannot wait to see where we go from here, because our scholars are voicing their admiration of being scholars at Verona. Shariah Butler, who we celebrated at our last board meeting.
Correct.
For her outstanding achievement in winning the Flight Academy scholarship.
Absolutely.
Just things like that. We have so many amazing scholars coming from this district who are going to make a global impact, and I think it's because of the framework that we've put in place.
Absolutely. Well, that's a great way to close us out, and thank you for those thoughts, and thank you for your leadership along the
thank
way.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. You've been integral. So don't be a stranger to the show. We got to have you back, because I think we can probably do like four more episodes just going deeper. But we're going to turn it back to our great lead producer, Marcy, and to close us out.
Fantastic. Yeah, thank you so much for joining us today. I think it's really valuable for people to be able to get a little bit of a look into the life of a board member, right? When they might see you at a meeting or see you on YouTube where we live stream our meetings, but it's really great for them to be able to learn a little bit more. So we appreciate that. And folks, if you're curious about our Board of Education meetings, they take place on Monday nights, usually the first and third Monday of the month at Verona Area High School. The meetings are open to the public, and anyone is welcome to attend, and they are also live streamed on YouTube. So if you'd prefer to stay home with a cup of coffee and catch a meeting, you can check out the YouTube channel VASD Board Meetings. We encourage you to do so. We love to have participation and input from all of our students and families and community members. And if you have ideas for podcast episodes, please feel free to reach out to vasdinfo@verona.k12.wi.us. And we'll see you next time on In the Loop with the Soup.